You're listening to a Sound Vision Online podcast.
Find us at soundvisiononline.co.uk.
One of the really useful features of having an iPhone is being able to use Siri. And I'm going to demonstrate in what ways Siri is particularly useful to blind and visually impaired people when using an iPhone. With me, I have my iPhone 6, and I'm going to demonstrate Siri so that you can hear the voice and see some of the tasks that you can also get your Siri friend to do for you. So I'll start with some simple things and then work my way through a sort of a small list here of tasks that he'll do for us. So first of all, I'll ask Siri the time. What time is it?
The time is 10:26.
Okay, so you heard Siri say that. Now, I'll ask him perhaps to tell me a bit about the weather. What is the weather forecast for today?
Okay, the temperature today will range between 1 and 9 degrees.
Will I need an umbrella?
Yes, we should see some rain between today and the 22nd of March 2015.
So there you have it. Siri's informed me that I will need an umbrella at some point during the next few days. So there are very simple tasks that you can get it to do. All you have to do is hold down the home button, which is the round button at the bottom of the iPhone. Hold it down until you hear the bleep and then speak to Siri. The best thing to do is to speak reasonably clearly and slowly so that hopefully you will get him to understand what it is you want to do. So I'll go on with something else now. Maybe I'll ask him to send me a text to somebody. I'd like to send a text message.
Who shall I text?
I'd like to send a text to Joe Kenny.
Okay, what do you want to say to Joe Kenny?
Hello, Joe. This is Jackie Brown, full stop. I am dictating this message using my iPhone and Siri, full stop.
Your message to Joe Kenny says, "Hello Joe, this is Jackie Brown. I am dictating this message using my iPhone and Siri. Ready to send it?"
No.
Okay, I won't send it just yet. Let me know when you're ready to continue.
And that is a sort of a small conversation that you can have with Siri. So I didn't send that text message to Joe, but I could if I'd wanted to. And if I had said yes, then Siri would have sent the message. So that is really useful because not everybody likes using touchscreen technology. And even though I'm fairly proficient at using it now, there are still occasions where it is useful to be able to send a text without having to use my finger and go on a touchscreen keyboard. So there are things like that. You can get Siri to dial numbers for you as well. So if I were to ask Siri to dial my number, for example, he would do that for me. So if you're, for instance, out and about and you have your data plan, your carrier's data turned on, then you can use Siri. You can't use Siri if you don't have data plan outside though. So if you don't have internet data, it won't work until you get back home and use your Wi-Fi. So that's just something to bear in mind. Okay. We'll try something else now. I'll ask Siri what the football fixtures for this weekend are. Now, it only deals with the Premier League in England, unfortunately. So if your team is outside of that, then you've had it, basically. He doesn't respond. But if I ask him to give me the football fixtures for this weekend, he very clearly will. What are the football fixtures for this weekend?
Getting the latest schedule for Premier League. Here's what's coming up in the Premier League for week 29. Tomorrow at 12:45, Crystal Palace plays Queen's Park Rangers. Tomorrow at 1500 hours, West Bromwich Albion will play Stoke City. Leicester City plays Hull City. Arsenal plays West Ham. And Sunderland will play Aston Villa. Tomorrow at 17:30, Burnley plays Manchester City, and on Sunday, Chelsea will take on Southampton. Manchester United plays Tottenham Hotspur, and Everton takes on Newcastle United.
That's really actually quite comprehensive. It doesn't seem to recognise other leagues, and it doesn't seem to know much about sport generally, as in tennis or rugby or racing or anything like that. If you ask it questions about that, he won't give you the latest fixtures or scores or anything like that, unless you actually go onto the internet yourself and do it. He just doesn't seem to recognise those. But that's a sort of a taste of what Siri does as regards football. Now, I've also got my iPad mini with me because my phone doesn't have any music on it, and I want to demonstrate the fact that Siri will play a tune, hopefully from your iTunes library if you have music. And I do have some on my iPad, so I'll ask Siri if possible to play a tune for me and see if he does. Play Bryan Adams.
Playing Bryan Adams, shuffled.
I got my first real six string. Boy, it had the five and done. Played it till my fingers bled. Was a summer of 69.
Okay, so you get the gist of that. If you have a tune in your library, Siri will play that track if you ask him to. So that is quite useful. And I had to use my iPad mini, as I say, to do that because I don't have any music on my phone just at the moment. So as you can see, there are quite a few uses for Siri. When I first got my iPhone, I found it really funny and I thought it was a real gimmick, you know, to have something like Siri asking it questions. But actually, there are some real uses for it. If you want to, say, ask it questions like who's the Prime Minister, how many people live in the UK, things like that, it's very good at responding to questions like that as well, I've found. So I've sort of teased it in a way and asked it some really ridiculous things, and it's worked out as well. So I'll have another go and just show you. I'll ask Siri a couple of other questions as well, just to demonstrate that he, you know, it is really quite versatile. What time is sunset today?
Sunset will be at 18:25 today.
When is the next full moon?
Looking up moon. I found quite a number of films matching moon. Moon. Transformers, Dark of the Moon. And Blood Moon Rising. Would you like to hear the entire list?
No, thank you. So as you can see, sometimes Siri thinks that when you're asking it one question, it tends to interpret it as another. But, you know, that can be quite funny at times. But it's certainly a way of getting around your iPhone and your iOS devices. Siri has worked now from, I think, iOS 6 at least and upwards. And we're now on iOS 8.2, so it is improving all the time. Google has a feature on Android as well, and hopefully in the future I'll have a phone where I'll be able to demonstrate the equivalent of Siri on Google using Google Talk, and we'll see in a comparison how better or not so good it is. I think it is very good, but we'll try that next time. So I hope this has been useful. Try to make use of Siri on your iOS devices if you struggle with using the screen, or even if you don't and you just want to get Siri to carry out some tasks for you, it will. So if you want to make phone calls, send text messages, ask it to play music, or just want some other information, or even If you want Siri to launch an app on your phone for you, just ask it to launch something. Just remember to speak clearly and you might find Siri a useful companion.
RNIB Northern Ireland. Supporting people with sight loss.